The subject that we'll address today is about bread. Bread and variations of bread is the most common thing that one eats. And the bracha is not always easy to determine. Ordinary bread requires a mitzi lechem in ha'oretz. And, of course, you're supposed to wash shalmatil yadayim beforehand. And if you eat a meal at the end of the meal, you bench birkas hamozik. But very often, the same raw materials that make bread, which is flour and water and perhaps yeast, a little sugar and salt, and maybe some others that go along with it, but these very same materials could be used to make something which is not intended to be eaten as part of a full meal, but rather as a snack. And snack food, made chiefly of bread, of flour, requires a bor min hamitzonos. Usually it's pretty easy to determine when something's a snack food and when it's something real bread. But there are so many variations that one must be very familiar with the details of the halacha in order to determine properly when it's a moitzi and when it's a mitzonos. There are a number of basic rules. One is that there's a group of baked items which are called pasabor bekisnin. Pasabor bekisnin means bread that comes along with something called kisnin. In the old days, they would have toasted grain called kisnin. At the end of the meal, it would be eaten for a dessert. And together with this, there would be cookies and various baked items, which would also be presented as a dessert. Others say that the word kisnin means that it's shaped like a packet. But whatever it is, there are three different opinions as to what pasabor bekisnin actually is. One says that pasabor bekisnin is any cake. In other words, there's flour, and there may be yeast and there may not be yeast, but mixed into the ingredients are a bunch of items that give it a sweet, pleasant taste, and they're definitely not intended to make it palatable as a staple food, which you eat your meat and potatoes with, but rather is something which is eaten by itself and intended to leave one with a pleasant taste in his mouth. These cakes and soft cookies and very similar items are part of one group of pasabor bekisnin, which focuses chiefly on the ingredients blended in with the flour. The other one is a sort of a pie. Any food, any bread food that's shaped as a packet, even if the dough is ordinary dough, and it could be used for bread if it was baked alone. But this particular type of bread has a packet or layers in between layers of bread, and it's all baked together. And in this packet is, again, items that are sweet and pleasant and good tasting, and they take the what would be a bread and turn it into a snack food. A pie, or there's a type of cake that's popular called kokosh cake, where the dough is pretty close to being ordinary bread dough, and yet in between the layers there are chocolate and cinnamon and sugar, and they constitute the packets that make this pasabor bekisnin. Others say that pasabor bekisnin is a type of cracker, a bread that's thin and crispy and is chewed rather than eaten as a soft item. And these include the pretzels and crackers. And this third type of pasabor bekisnin, again, is only considered a snack food when it's presented and baked in a form that's recognized to be a snack food. One particular exception to this would be matzah, because despite the fact that matzah is thin and crackly, it still is eaten in our countries as a regular bread. Among the Sfaradim, matzah is considered to be a snack because outside of Pesach, it's only eaten as a snack similar to all other crackers. Now, what type of ingredient constitutes the first category of possible kisnin, which are cakes? If one mixes in a little fruit juice, or a little egg, perhaps, or even a little sugar and salt, does that change it? And it's no longer considered bread, but it's considered a cake? That could hardly be true, because there are many breads that we eat that have eggs in them, and yet they're considered regular bread. Many challahs, egg challahs, are some of the most popular challahs, the yellow ones that are sold on Friday and used for Shabbos, are considered to be regular challah. And a little bit of sugar in the bread is a common ingredient in most preparations. Around Purim time, there's some raisins and some sweetener mixed in, and some eggs mixed in, and yet the result is something that pretty closely resembles ordinary challah, but a little sweeter than the usual kind, so that it could represent the holiday cheer, the Purim spirit. And therefore, there are two opinions. One is that of the Mechaber, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, who says that just enough sweetener, fruit, and other ingredients to cause a discernible taste is sufficient to change what would be a bread into a cake. There are more, which those of European extraction follow, says that that's not enough. In order to consider it to be a cake, in order for the ingredients to have any effect, it must be that the ingredients are so discernible that they actually change the character of the bread and turn it into what we call a lekach, like he says, which is a honey cake. In other words, it has to be a real cake, not just bread with some sweet aftertaste, which is felt by those with a more sensitive taste, but even if it's felt by everyone, as long as the main character of the food is bread, it can't be considered mezoinus, and it has all the dinim of bread. When it comes to layering and using the dough as a packet, there's another subject that carries a lot of weight, and that is, what if you make a pie, but the contents of the pie are, for instance, meat, or in the case of a milchige meal, cheese or fish? So you have a meat pie or a cheese pie or a fish pie. And these items are baked not to create a snack, but to put together the two parts of a full-size meal, the bread and the main dish, the meat and the bread, or the cheese and the bread, and taking the different dishes and components of the meal and combining them creates this type of pie. The author of the Shulchan Aruch here too says that it's always a moitzi. And the Taz and certain achronims, certain of the great poiskim, say that a pie of this type is still a pie, even though it's meant to bring together the two components of a full, regular, ordinary meal. As the decision is, we follow that of the Mishnah Brura, who says that in case this is done, it's considered to be a regular meal, a meat pie or a cheese pie, unless it's baked in a form which is meant to be a snack. You have little franks and blanks or similar dainty little size hors d'oeuvre type pieces of food, which are perhaps miniature pies containing meat and some bread-like material, but you could clearly see that it's definitely presented as a snack, not as a solid meal combining the parts of the meal into one. In that case, you make a mezoinus. You could easily see that when we make these differences and set up these categories, there are gray areas. And one of the most common gray areas is the familiar pizza. People eat it all the time. And yet the main component is dough and cheese. According to one opinion, it would be a regular meal and a motzi lechem in ha'oretz. According to the other opinion, it should be a snack. And it's very, very difficult to determine whether the pizza is intended as a snack food or as a full-size meal. And it's actually eaten in both forms, perhaps late by night, after one finishes their supper and they go for a little bit enjoyment, they'll go to a pizza shop. And there it's eaten definitely as a snack. And during the day, at work, lunchtime, the pizza will most likely be eaten as a full meal. So it contains both characteristics. If the dough is actually mixed with a flavor, and the flavor is clearly discernible before the application of the cheese, then you could assume it's a mezainis. Now, there are a lot of so-called mezainis bread products and mezainis bagels and mezainis rolls, which are sold commonly, and there's a big sign or some indication that this product should carry a boyer mina mezainis because it's not to be considered bread. Because at the time of the baking, at the time of the creation of the dough, the kneading of the dough, some ingredient was put in which is considered the sweetener, and it was sufficient to change it from a moitzi till it became a cake. This is a subject that would require a scholarly discussion to fully explain, and it's not within the scope of this brief presentation. However, one should realize that the concept of pasa boba kisnin means to take the ingredients that usually make bread and change it into a form which is most definitely not meant to be eaten as a bread but as a snack. It's hardly imaginable that one could say that thing about the regular bread, which looks, tastes, and feels like bread, and has the satisfaction provided by it, similar to what bread provides, and the same with the bagels and rolls. If it tastes and feels like ordinary bread, despite the label that it carries, it should be considered a moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. If you take regular bread and shape it in a strange way, I shouldn't say strange, you shape it in a way which is the shape that snack food usually has and not the ordinary shape that bread has. That's not sufficient to make it into a boyer mina mezainis, but it's still considered a bread. For instance, if you have a soft pretzel, sometimes the soft pretzel it consists of the same ingredients as regular bread. Maybe a little drop of salt is added to it. But in the whole, it's eaten as a bread, tastes like a bread, except it's shaped like a pretzel, which belongs to the third category of crisp, cracker-like baked items. In that case, it's still a bread, and it's eaten as a bread, by the way, because people buy it to make a meal out of it. So the shape really does nothing. Now what if one has a bread, and after they finish baking, and it's already an ordinary piece of bread, then they do something to it which changes it from being a bread into something else. Now in the old days, people did that constantly because they had no freezers or plastic bags or the various ways and means that we have to keep bread fresh past the first day that it was baked. And after a day, it became dry. So they would take it and put it into a soup or grind it up and turn it into breadcrumbs and make knedlach out of it and put it to various uses. And these items that are made after the bread is finished being baked, and now that the bread became dry and hard, a new item has to be made out of it, which involves softening it through soaking or through cooking. This is a subject of its own. The halachic term for all these things is chavitza. Chavitza means that something was done to the bread, and it was afterwards cooked or just softened by deep dipping it into liquid, or even hot liquid, as long as it wasn't hot enough to be considered cooking. And the rule is that if the component pieces of the bread are larger than a kezias or larger actually, then they remain moitzi lechem min ha'aretz, even though they were cooked later on. And a good example of this is French toast. French toast could be soaked completely in milk and eggs and the other ingredients in the soak that they put into. And yet, each piece is as large as a kezias, and all the cooking in the world won't change it. It still retains its bracha of moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. On the other hand, if it's broken up into very tiny pieces, each of which is less than a kezias, then if it's cooked and it looks no different than it looked before, or if it's soaked and it was soaked long enough for its texture and appearance to change, we call that it no longer has turiso denamo, which is the texture and the appearance of bread. In that case, it loses its moisi and becomes a boreh min ha'mitzvos. One must be certain that the product that they use these items to make after it was soaked and cooked should not be a process that will actually create a new bread afterwards. You could take soaked challah and let it become soft and with tiny pieces, perhaps even cook it, and then mix the ingredients together and make something which resembles bread very closely and tastes pretty similar to bread. In that case, even though it lost its moitzi lechem min ha'aretz, it just regained it by being rebaked as a bread. One must be thoroughly familiar with the halachas that we're speaking about in order to determine what type of challah kugel requires a moitzi and which one requires a boreh min ha'mitzvos. Now let's say one takes bread and toasts it. Of course, that's regular bread. Bread is sometimes eaten as what we call toast. After that, there could be all kinds of spreads put out into the bread, but it's still considered an ordinary and not an unusual form of eating bread. Even if while the bread was being baked, you intended to toast it afterwards, it makes no difference. What you intended to do after the baking is completed cannot affect the halacha of moitzi lechem min ha'aretz, unless the process that's applied to the bread is sufficient on its own merits. And the fact that the process was intended to be done afterwards doesn't change the halacha. Now, if bread is baked very thin, it's still regular bread, but it's much, much thinner than usual bread. Examples that we have are the old Bialystoker Kuchen, which was bread that was baked extremely thin. Today there's a new product that became very popular, and that's called wraps. It's a thin layer, and it's sold as like a large pancake, but the wrap is just mealy bread, most often with nothing that makes it different than ordinary bread, perhaps a slight change in color, but no basic change in flavor or in texture. And this, too, is a moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. The size and the shape that's applied to the bread is immaterial. It has to be the product that makes it into a snack food by virtue of the ingredients or the dryness and crispness or the filling. But that's about it. Now, sometimes a regular cake, regular Barer Min HaMezaynus, could require a bracha of Maitzit Lechem and Ha'aretz. And that's quite a complicated issue. And I don't have the time and to discuss this adequately. But the basic rule is that if you eat enough of this cake food, and it's eaten in a manner which creates a regular formal meal out of it, in that case, it does become a Maitzit Lechem and Ha'aretz, because the snack characteristic that it had is just removed from it, and it's replaced into its role as a staple food rather than as a snack food. An example of it would be where you come to a kiddush and there's various kinds of fish and kugel and kishke and many, many kinds of delicious cake, and people eat cake along with these other foods. All these foods eaten together are at least as voluminous as the foods eaten during a regular meal, and the amount of cake is at least as much volume as the amount of bread that's eaten in an ordinary meal. In such a case, the bracha would be a Moitzit Lechem and Ha'aretz. People sometimes fail to take recognition of this, because when they come to a kiddush, they intend to eat a small amount, and before they're finished, they eat quite a bit more than they intended to, and they may have crossed the thin line that separates snack eating experience from kviya suda, staple formal type of eating, which we refer to as a meal. What I said till now is a bare outline of these halachas. There's no way that you could decide what to do in any slight variation from what I actually said. And the real way to go about it is to study these halachas and perhaps organize groups which would help people see these halachas in the original language and get to understand them thoroughly, so that they could apply them to new cases that come along. The pasuk says, "Loy al halechem levado yichyeh ha'odam, ki al kol moitza pi Hashem yichyeh ha'odam." Bread alone is not what a person lives from, but it's moitza pi Hashem, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed should be the basis for a person's life. And nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us bread, this most wonderful of all foods, to keep us healthy and strong and to provide us with our needs. And we take special recognition of this by providing bread with an individualized halacha, HaMoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Every other food, even meat or food that grows from the ground, is only addressed in a general way. Shahakoil, Niyabidvoroi, or Bayri Prihoit and Bayri Prihoadoma. There's just one other food item which is so important and so valuable that it's mentioned by name in the bracha, and that's Bayri Prihagofen. Thank you.